The Corrections Corporation of America, also known as CCA, is the king of the private prison industry, an industry that has expanded over 1,664% over the past 20 years, and now houses 130,000 prisoners in the United States. The industry, which is largely unique to the American criminal justice system, has expanded alongside the growing number of prisons and prisoners nationwide, where over 2 million people are now incarcerated. It's an industry that, at its core, pulls a profit from putting people in cages, and doing so in the cheapest way possible. It's also an industry that's supported by some of the unlikeliest actors, like universities. Columbia Prison Divest is a student group that has been fighting their university's investments in the private prison industry, namely CCA and G4S, a British multinational that's been implicated in abuses in its South African prisons. Columbia Prison Divest found out in June 2013 that, as of that date, Columbia University had 230,432 shares in CCA, which comes to a market value of about $8 million. In February 2014, the group sent a letter to Columbia's president, Lee Bollinger, demanding that the university not only divest from its direct holdings in CCA and G4S, but also that university fund managers urge the other companies it is invested in to divest from private prison companies. Since then, the group has been meeting with Columbia's Advisory Committee on Socially Responsible Investing, and is hoping that the committee will soon make a recommendation to the Board of Trustees to divest from prison companies. More broadly, the group has been working to educate their community on mass incarceration, organizing in conjunction with local groups like the Coalition Against Gentrification, as well as nationwide organizations like the Responsible Endowments Coalition. The Responsible Endowments Coalition runs campaigns across the country, working with students to fight for university divestment from industries like fossil fuel companies and now the prison industry. There are only a few active university campaigns against private prisons, most visibly at Columbia and the University of California. Here's Ian Truppen, a national organizer with the Responsible Endowments Coalition, speaking a bit to the history of the private prison divestment campaign.
We work with universities on it, and we're also part of a national effort, the National Private Prison Divestment Campaign. And while there have been efforts to shut down or raise a critique of the private prison industry ever since it came into being, the effort that we're part of originated in 2011, and it was spearheaded by the group Enlace. Their main focus is supporting and organizing worker centers in the U.S. and Mexico. And one thing that they were finding is that the efforts that they were, all the victories that they were having were being undermined by changes in immigration policy towards, in the direction of criminalizing immigration, and particularly for people of color, particularly black and brown people. And then just looking at this, and looking at the political process, becoming more and more apparent in that moment that private prison companies were playing an outsized influence in this, as they had been for some time. And so then it became a particular point to realize that these private prison industries, while they're growing increasingly powerful, most of their investors are actually these large banks and financial firms, which in turn are primarily depend on really people's institutions like universities, pension funds, religious institutions, institutions with endowments that are investing in them in turn. So it really became apparent that money of people who are adversely affected by private prisons and by the policies that they fund, is money from those people is actually being invested directly and indirectly into private prisons to help them continue to cause social harm.
Ian explained the difficulties in trying to discern a university's investment portfolio, especially in comparison to the 1980s, when the well-known South Africa divestment campaign was at its height.
University investments has been becoming increasingly complex. The ties between universities and Wall Street are stronger than ever. And so along with that, actually, the ways in which universities invest has changed. In the 80s, most universities had most of their endowments invested directly in the stock market. So it was relatively easy to see what universities were invested in. And then when calls for divestment came, and when organizing shifted political will on campus to divest, it was a relatively simple matter for colleges to pull actually billions of dollars out of these companies because it was directly invested. Now there is a lot less transparency around investments, and I mean, to a large degree, it's a choice, but also it's a choice on the part of universities. But also it's complicated by the fact that universities invest in vehicles like hedge funds, commingled funds, whereby they're all about maximizing returns, but there's no emphasis whatsoever on transparency.
In particular, he said, private universities are more secretive about their holdings, whereas student organizers in public universities can request information under the Freedom of Information Act, equivalent to access to information laws here in Quebec. One criticism of prison divestment campaigns is the small number of people imprisoned in private facilities relative to the mass incarceration system as a whole. Private prisons make up under 10% of the prison system overall. Here's Maryam Kaba, the director of Project NIA in Chicago, an organization working to end youth incarceration. She also tweets under the handle Prison Culture.
I think when you're talking about prisons, the important thing to understand, and I think, you know, money has a lot to do with what's happening around private prisons, but in the United States, private prisons are about 8% of the total number of prisons. Our prisons are public. Over 90% of our prisoners are in public spaces paid for by taxpayer dollars. And it doesn't mean that those are not places where money is exchanging hands. It is. But it's not a profit-making space. It's actually, you know, prisons are about the economy, yes, and about capitalism, yes. But they are not really hugely profit-making for the most part. And so I think we have to kind of orient ourselves in very different ways when we're trying to think about how prisons operate in our society. You know, prisons are there to confine and to manage redundant populations.
Troopin acknowledged this concern, one that's common among private prison divestment activists. While the private prison industry is a small part of the American system of mass incarceration, it still deserves attention and makes up a small part of a larger movement.
The overall goal of the private prison divestment campaign is not to shut down private prison companies. I mean, that's not the stated campaign goal. I mean, that's the overall goal of people who are working in it. But actually, the vision for the campaign itself is actually to undercut and actually to stop private prison companies from co-opting our political process. Because right now they can by politicians right and left, regardless of what constituents actually think. And this is Democrats, this is Republicans in the United States who are getting campaign contributions from private prisons and then giving private prisons contracts. And so in this campaign, I mean, part of the idea is that by having divestment campaigns that engage people, this can become an issue that, like, the idea of private prisons can become so toxic that politicians can no longer engage in corruption around the prison industry. And so that's kind of a more immediate goal, is shifting the political process. So the target is private prisons, but then also the shadow target is the state itself, which enables them.
It's certain that there are other universities out there with prison divestment campaigns coming their way. It's just up to students and organizers to track down their university's direct and indirect investments in the prison industry and to actively fight the prison industrial complex. Find out more about this movement at columbiaprisondivest.tumblr.com, Enlace International, ENLACEINTL.org, or endowmentethics.org.